This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An eight-year-old boy is the sixth person to die as a result of a man driving his SUV into a suburban Milwaukee Christmas parade. A criminal complaint filed Tuesday alleges that the driver steered side to side with the intent of striking marchers and spectators in the area of Waukesha. 39-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. was charged with five counts of first-degree intentional homicide, a charge that carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted. The complaint says 62 people were injured. That is up from the previous count of 48. Many of them, including children, remain in critical condition. 8-year-old Jackson Sparks was the first child to die from that crash. Jurors in the case of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery deliberated for about 6 hours Tuesday without reaching a verdict as they weighed prosecution arguments that the defendants provoked the fatal confrontation against the defense attorney's insistence that their clients acted in self-defense. After initially indicating they wanted to work into the evening, the jurors were soon dismissed by the judge with instructions to resume the deliberations on Wednesday morning. After more than 2 weeks of testimony, in closing arguments, the prosecution got the last word, and because it carries the burden of proving its case beyond a reasonable doubt. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to require essential non-residential travelers crossing U.S. land borders, such as truck drivers and emergency response officials, to be fully vaccinated beginning January 22nd. A senior administration official said the requirement brings the rules for essential travelers in line with those that took effect earlier in the month for leisure travelers when the U.S. reopened its borders to fully vaccinated individuals. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency met Tuesday with Iranian officials to press for greater access in the Islamic Republic ahead of diplomatic talks restarting over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. Rafael Mariano Grassi of the International Atomic Energy Agency yet again faces tightrope-style talks with Iranian officials as his inspectors remain unable to access surveillance footage and face greater challenges and trying to monitor Tehran's rapidly growing uranium stockpile. In the wake of then-President Donald Trump's unilateral withdrawal from Iran's deal, the Islamic Republic now enriches small amounts of uranium up to 60% purity, its highest ever, and close to weapons-grade levels of 90%. France's health minister told lawmakers on Tuesday that it recorded more than 30,000 new COVID infections within a 24-hour period for the first time since August. On Monday, when new cases typically dip due to the weekend, France reported more than 5,200 new cases, which was an increase of 63% over the previous Monday. European stocks slumped to a three-week low on Tuesday, clocking their worst session in nearly 2 months, as a resurgence in COVID-19 cases raised fears of tighter restrictions. U.S. President Joe Biden is ordering a record 50 million barrels of oil released from America's Strategic Reserve to help bring down energy costs. He said Tuesday he is acting in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations. That includes China, India, and the United Kingdom. He says it will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank. The action is aimed at global energy markets and also to help Americans who are coping with higher inflation and rising prices ahead of the Thanksgiving and winter holiday travel. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is an emergency stockpile to preserve access to oil in case of natural disasters, national security issues, and other events. The Biden administration plans to remove Colombian rebel group FARC from the U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. This is 5 years after the rebels signed a peace agreement with Colombia. U.S. officials announcing the delisting of the leftist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known by the Spanish acronym FARC. FARC reached a peace deal with the Colombian government in 2016, ending its part in the Andean country's internal armed conflict, which has left millions displaced and more than 260,000 people dead. The deal was negotiated with the support of then-U.S. President Barack Obama's administration, in which Joe Biden served as vice president. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.